Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. It is late evening here on Tuesday on the East Coast of the United States, and we are following the so-called midterm elections. There are parts of the country still voting, and we don't have total results everywhere just yet, but we do have an expert with us. He's an expert on what's happening. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone is here. Thanks, Jim, for coming along to be with us.
Happy to do it, Steve.
Maybe we should take just a second, because we've been using the word midterm election for weeks now. Just quickly tell people what the midterm election is all about.
Right. Under our Constitution, the United States has congressional elections every 2 years. We're at the midpoint of President Obama's second term, hence the term midterm. And by the way, historically speaking, for two-term presidents, the second midterm election, only 2 years from the end of their time in office, is usually the toughest one, and guess what? It's proving to be that way here in the United States tonight.
Yeah, no, a lot of talk about President Obama's popularity, or lack of it, hasn't there been?
There has been, and it seems to be driving Republican gains in both the House and the Senate. The Republicans are well on their way to continuing the majority in the House of Representatives, which they'd already held, and they're also well on their way to probably picking up a majority in the Senate. That's still not completely decided, but they have made several gains. They've taken away Democratic Senate seats in West Virginia, Arkansas, South Dakota, and Montana. So Republicans are having a lot going their way this evening. One Democratic bright light might be in New Hampshire, the state of New Hampshire, where the Democratic senator there, Gene Shaheen, survived a challenge from a Republican.
Yeah, that's an interesting story there. Just quickly, Scott Brown, right? Actually a native of Massachusetts, I think. What, he moved across to the next state and decided to run after he lost the previous election, huh?
Thought he'd have better luck north of the border there in Massachusetts. Didn't quite work out for him. Sort of a moderate Republican. But the Democrats are able to hold the line in New Hampshire. That's a state that President Obama won twice. And, of course, you know, part of what we're looking at in the 2014 midterm elections for Congress might say something about the 2016 presidential race. That's still 2 years away, of course. But with President Obama being unpopular, Democrats need to tend to the states where they normally do well. And there's a couple of key Senate races in some of those states. And that'll tell us more about how people feel about the Democrats, about President Obama, and whether they want to give Republicans more of a chance to run the Congress.
Speaking of that, there are a few people who have said, or at least acted like they would like to run for president, several Republicans, I believe most of them in the Senate, former Senator and Secretary of State and former First Lady Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side has indicated, well, she hasn't indicated, others have indicated for her that they'd like to see her run. And there's even been some talk that Elizabeth Warren, the senior senator from Massachusetts in the Democratic Party, might run. When will we start hearing about who will put their name into the running next year?
Well, it's funny you ask, because you'll start hearing the speculation basically within hours from you and I talking now.
Right.
Once the election results are in for this year, all the focus will go to the 2016 race. Most of these candidates, and particularly, say, Mrs. Clinton, has said she will not announce anything until early in 2015. But you can already sense that a number of Republicans are going to be jockeying for a position, including several in the Senate. And if the Republicans win a majority in the Senate, they'll have a platform by which to offer themselves up to the public at large. So we're going to have a busy 2 years of presidential politicking because, as we know, President Obama is term limited. He'll be leaving office in early 2017. And, you know, the next time up, we're going to have a new president one way or the other.
And speaking of Mr. Obama, I'm not sure what he's thinking right now, but how is he going to be able to carry on his job over the next 2 years if the Republicans control both houses of Congress? He's had enough trouble heretofore, it seems, the gridlock everyone talks about. What do you think is on his mind?
I think the question will be, is he going to reach out to the Republicans, try to search for compromise? Is he going to go to the root of executive action, say, on immigration, which might antagonize some Republicans? Or is it going to be a mix? There's questions for Republicans, too, though, if they are able to control both the House and the Senate. What do they want to do? Do they want to simply block President Obama and his legislation? Do they want to find areas of cooperation, say, in trade and tax reform? These are all open questions. It's probably not going to be clear for some time. But I think we know this, Steve, that within the next day or two, it's clear that the Obama presidency will have to take a different turn here. Events are being forced on it. The president's going to have to recalibrate for his last 2 years in office, going to have to find a way to either work around Congress some more or try to find some Republicans he can work with to sort of bolster his presidential legacy as he looks toward the end of his presidency.
Very good. Many thanks, Jim. That's VOA's national correspondent, Jim Malone. For more on the election, you can check out our website, voanews.com. You can find reports from Jim there, Jim Malone, along with coverage from many of our correspondents who are following the American vote.